It's been 4 years since the Pentagon lifted the ban on gays serving in the military, and now Defense Secretary Ash Carter is expected to do the same for transgender servicemen and women. But for the transgender people who are already openly serving in the military, it's complicated. Patricia Murphy of station KUOW has a story of one Army captain who's waiting for the rules to catch up with reality.
The Peace household in Spanaway, Washington, can be a very busy place. Captain Jennifer Peace and her wife Debbie have been married for 11 years. They have three kids, cats, and two dogs.
You can say hi, but you're not going to jump.
Peace is an intelligence officer at Joint Base Lewis-McChord. She deployed to Iraq and Afghanistan as a man. And though her evaluations were good, she began to struggle with the way her body looked and with depression. Peace says while she was in Afghanistan, she tried lifting weights, but the more she bulked up, the less she liked what she saw.
I tried gaining weight. I tried losing weight. I tried all these different things, and I was just getting more and more miserable.
Peace searched for answers online, and something finally clicked. She says she began to realize she was transgender. Nearly 2 years ago, with her wife's support, Peace started medically transitioning from male to female. It was a decision that had potentially devastating consequences for her career.
I was scared the entire time. Me and Debbie had so many conversations about what are we going to do if I do get kicked out. You know, I've got three kids and a mortgage just like everyone else. And this is what I know is the Army. What do I do if it's gone tomorrow?
The Army didn't discharge Peace. She's still an intelligence officer. And the Pentagon is now moving toward allowing transgender people to serve openly. Under an order from Secretary Carter, involuntary discharges for transgender service members now need to be reviewed by a senior Pentagon official. It's part of Carter's efforts to make the military more diverse.
Because we need to be a meritocracy. We have to focus relentlessly on our mission, which means the thing that matters most about a person is what they can contribute to national defense.
The Defense Department is expected to issue formal policies about transgender service members soon. But in the meantime, Peace is in a complicated and sometimes frustrating position. She's been ordered to get her hair cut shorter, like a man. And even though she's legally changed her name, Peace's soldiers are under orders to address her as Sir. When they didn't do it, everyone was reprimanded.
My soldiers were called in and they said, "What are you calling Captain Peace? What were you told to call Captain Peace?" And there was finally a thing where I was called in and my direct supervisor said, "Hey, Captain Peace, I need you to start correcting people's pronouns."
Haircuts and pronouns will likely be addressed by Secretary Carter's working group, as will some potentially bigger issues like whether transgender troops will be excluded from any military jobs. Sue Fulton, an Army captain, is president of SPARTA, a group that supports LGBT military veterans and their families.
We're in a situation where there's a widespread recognition that the old policies don't work, and a strong intent to set the right policies, to do the right thing, to make sure they're doing the right thing is going to take time.
Fulton knows. She was in the first class of women to graduate from West Point. And while Jennifer Peace admits she's impatient, she's also hopeful.
I think by this time next year, we'll be talking about how well the implementation has gone.
She hopes that by then, the focus will be on her job performance and not her gender. For The World, Patricia Murphy, Spanaway, Washington.
That story was produced as part of the American Homefront Project, a collaboration of KUOW, WUNC, and Southern California Public Radio.